Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. My guest today is James J. Kaufman, Jim Kaufman, author of a new book called The Concealers. I haven't talked to Jim for about 3 years. His first book, The Collectibles, came out in 2011, and it turns out that it's going to be a trilogy after all. So he'll tell us a bit about the first and especially the second book. He has a book signing tomorrow from 3 to 6 at Barnes & Noble at Mayfair. So, Jim, first of all, welcome and thank you for coming.
Thank you so much, Jamila, for asking me back.
Absolutely. I want to read a little blurb from your website because I think this is rather revealing about who you are. From Jim's website, which is jamesjkaufman.com, Jim Kaufman is uniquely qualified to write about trust. His broad experience and distinctly compassionate character is evident throughout a lifetime of living and working in the legal, government, and corporate worlds from which he has synthesized a powerful message. And I really want to talk about that message today because that's what grabbed me about the first book, The Collectibles, when you came and spoke with us before on the air. So before you became a writer of fiction, Jim, what were you doing?
Well, I practiced law for 40-some years. I was a judge for 14 years. And then I got involved running an international luxury yachting company in North America. And then I finally started to write.
Yes. So was it 3 years ago that you had the bug to start writing fiction, or did you have the thought in mind earlier?
I had the thought and the bug in me, and I wanted to write and did try to write earlier. I'd written other books, nonfiction, and I tried to write fiction earlier, but what I discovered was that I really couldn't write well and do the business and other work I was doing well at the same time. And it was only when I finally had the time to give myself permission career-wise to write that I really got serious about it, and that's when it started to happen.
Good. What inspired you to write the first book? Was there just a compilation of life experiences, or was it a particular precipitating event that made you want to tell this particular story?
It was both. There was a trigger event, but I think the life experiences, reaching out to other people in so many different areas and knowing them as clients, as friends, and the relationships aspect intrigued me. But the trigger, if you will, was a thought of how many times I had seen in my career, my professional career, people give tremendous attention to the things they collected. I wondered what would happen if that same intensity was devoted to relationships. Mm-hmm. So The Collectibles was a book to explore reaching out to others in a way where the intrinsic value was in the collectible, not the object.
Right. I remember that vividly from reading the first book. I can't remember the characters' names now, 3 years later, but I do recall that the main character was actually collecting people in a way, people whose lives he thought he could have a positive impact on, people he could get to know and do something for.
That's right. His name was Joe Hart, and his wife came up with the name Collectibles. He didn't really know why she chose that name because he didn't look at them as objects. But he reached out to other friends, and the core of book one was that when Preston Wilson got into trouble with his automobile business, he went to Joe Hart to save his empire, and Joe agreed to do it, providing Preston would agree to perform an unspecified condition in the future. And Preston had difficulty with that concept, but desperate he agreed. And when it came time to call in the IOU, Joe required that Preston meet and earn the trust of and care for six friends of Joe's, none of whom Preston would ever want to know.
Wow.
In doing that, Preston saw a new way of looking at life, and his life and their lives were changed forever.
Exactly. And those six people were so different from each other.
Right.
And as you said, characters, people he would not have met otherwise or even cared to meet.
And not his country club set.
Yeah.
But they had intrinsic worth. And that's really the point. There was a mentally challenged dishwasher, if you remember, Johnny.
Yes.
A gambling addict, Tommy Greco, and a battered housewife, and a bipolar photographer, and so on. But it's the journey of reaching out to these people and seeing what you could do for them instead of the other way around that made the difference in Preston's life. That then led into book two. I didn't expect, honestly, that book one would do as well as it had. I didn't think it'd become a bestseller on Amazon. bestseller, but it did, and it sold over 100,000 copies and won a bunch of awards. But the thing that really mattered to me, Jamila, was the fact that the letters I received once a week from readers around the country saying that book really changed their lives. That's what prompted me to make it into a trilogy, which I knew nothing about and had to figure out how to do that. And so that's why I wrote book two, The Concealers, and that was released in September. And it, too, has done really well and become an Amazon bestseller and won the Nautilus Award, also Silver Award. But again, what really, really captured my heart was the response. Like, for example, all the book clubs in Wilmington and across the country by Skype, they're tremendous. The men and women, women are really good with this stuff, and they listen and they get it. And the conversations are so wonderful in the book clubs that I come away being the beneficiary and learning so much from them.
Wonderful. If you're just joining us, you're hearing the voice of Jim Kaufman, James J. Kaufman, author of a work of fiction called The Collectibles, and now he's written the second book in what is becoming a trilogy, and the second book is called The Concealers. He has a book signing tomorrow from 3 to 6 at Barnes & Noble at Mayfair. So tell us a little bit about a couple of the awards, Jim, because I'm not familiar with the Nautilus Award and the Night Owl Top 10 pick. Talk about those just briefly, if you would.
Well, the Nautilus Award is, the top award is gold or silver, and there are probably 30,000 entrants. It's a national award, and so the being selected for the collectibles, being selected for the Nautilus fiction was not only a surprise, but really very exciting for me. And then it meant even more when book two of the trilogy got the same award, because book two is very different. It introduces a new character, Catherine Kelly, a 23-year-old investigative journalist. And as she struggles to find the truth and develop her story, she's also dealing with the fact that she discovers that the father she never knew she had and thought had died long ago in the Air Force was not her father, and that her real father was alive, and she discovered who that was. Mm. And it turned out to be Preston of the first book.
Oh,
so
my.
He discovered he had a daughter, which he didn't know. She discovered she had a father. And you can imagine the relationship with her mom, who knew that all those years, but chose to raise her as a single mom. And I want to say how impressed I was in my research to talk to so many single parents who do such a marvelous job at bringing up their children by themselves. And so in the end, it all comes together. I don't want to tell you too much more about that. But in terms of the award that you asked about, it, it's just a recognition of being up there in Nautilus's view, and one of the top fiction awards. So
wonderful.
Obviously it made me feel really good. I think there were maybe two others that got it, or one other anyway.
What's interesting to me is what you just said about interviewing single parents for the book, I think, is one of the things that's making you strong as an author. You are using your own imagination, but you're also talking to people that can give you real heart-centered information about what the life is like that you're trying to portray. So you aren't just flying by the seat of your pants. You're doing your research and then bringing that to bear on the characterizations in the book.
First of all, I can't write well about what I don't know, and I don't try to write about what I don't know. So the first book was filled with experiences that I'd had, and the people that are the characters are people that I've met, either in composite form or otherwise. Book two, when I got involved with writing about a 23-year-old from the point of view of a 23-year-old girl, and then her mom was in her 40s, that took a little extra research, and it was a lot of extra research. In fact, my daughter, our daughter Christine, helped me a lot with that because she gave me books and other insights. She's pretty sharp. She gave me other insights about how a mother might look to a daughter might think about the mother, because there was an inherent lie that Catherine's mother told her by not telling her the truth. But at the same time, it was entirely understandable why bringing that child up at 21, it might seem like the right decision to make. So these are the complexities that go into relationships that we try to understand better.
Wonderful. You're working on book three at the moment?
I am. It's going to be called The Conciliators. Don't tell anybody that.
Okay.
But it's going to be
just between us.
It's going to be called The Conciliators, and it is called that. And it hopefully will be released early next year. Books one and two are in the hands of over 100,000 readers, and they've asked for book three. I don't want to let them down, but I also want to give them a product that they're used to and want more of. So it's a challenge to try to write each book and do well and maybe better than the one before. But yeah, that book's in process. I'm working on it every day, and I'll get it out there as soon as it's ready.
That sounds good. You can meet author Jim Kaufman. He will be at Barnes & Noble at Mayfair tomorrow from 3 to 6, signing books, and this is the second book in the trilogy, The Concealers, part of the Collectibles trilogies, working on book 3. If you'd like to know more about him, you can go to his website, jamesjkaufman.com, and it's K-A-U-F-M-A-N. Jim, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much. I really always enjoy seeing you, and it's wonderful to have you invite me back, Jamila. Thank you.
And thank you for bringing me a book today. I'm a happy girl.
Absolutely.
All right. This is WHQR.